Regular readers will have noticed by now that I tend not to review individual beers for my blog. There are a number of reasons for this, some of which are down to mechanics, and some of which are down to personal taste. In mechanical terms, I find that I don't necessarily trust myself to make notes accurately. I'm hampered by a certain amount of red, green, and blue-purple color blindness. While this is the kind of thing that can be a huge genetic advantage in aerial cartography, it can be sort of a nuisance when faced with traffic lights, or modern art, or action movie bomb defusing. God help us all if I'm ever called upon to cut the dark green wire. Typically, the response that people have when they find out about this minor condition is to hold things up or point at various objects scattered around the room and ask, "What color is that?" as though they're encountering someone with this issue for the very first time. Usually, they'll point at a tree or the grass first in order to attempt to establish a baseline. It's fun to blow their minds by pointing out that the grass is, in fact, green. All that they've really established is that I once read a first grade primer. In fact, no one knew I was colorblind until I was 6. I developed the very simple coping mechanism of knowing what colors things were supposed to be, and then finding a crayon with the name of the color written on the wrapper. One of the problems with evaluating beer, though, is that color is determined through SRM, which is a relatively dull abbreviation for Standard Reference Method. It refers to the color of the beer, ranging from water, 0, to complete and total darkness, 40, to 9,373. I have no problem with crystal clear, or black as midnight on a moonless night. I have a significant amount of trouble reliably determining colors between about 7 SRM and 25 SRM. I might be able to guess within about 3 or 4 points, but I'm not absolutely sure that that's going to help anyone. And I tend to be thrown off by opacity. An unfiltered beer will look darker to me even if it isn't actually any darker in color. Fortunately, there's a relatively simple workaround: recruiting people who don't have this problem. "Hey, Tim? Yeah, man. What color is this beer?" Right. On Saturday, though, I came to an additional realization. I was drinking a sample of Charlevoix's excellent Dominus Vobiscum Hibernus, and I was unable to describe exactly what I was tasting. It's not a matter of cognitive dissonance, exactly. I simply didn't have the vocabulary. Here's what I wrote. "This is a Belgian strong ale, and when I was attempting to determine which beers to try this afternoon, I was warned that this was very spicy. It is extremely spicy, but it also contained a number of fruit notes. I sat for a couple of minutes attempting to come up with a list of things that I was tasting. Many of the things on the list had question marks beside them. But I ended up completely sidetracked when I realized what food I would pair it with. The best explanation that I can give you about this beer is that it needs to go with tortiere. It absolutely has to." In a perfect world, everyone would come back from Christmas Eve Mass and have a large warming glass of this with a slice of homemade tortiere. Looking at the trade description, I realized I wasn't far off, even without the adequate tasting vocabulary. "A salutary elixir that will comfort you from the wintry season's frigid grasp. It will indeed warm and enliven your soul even when our glacial winter doesn't want to let up." Clearly, I understand what's going on, and I can associate the flavors with places where I've tried them before, but I can't list the individual contributing flavors. Look at this review of the same beer from ratebeer.com. "Pours a beautiful walnut-colored pour with a nice off-white frothy head. Aroma holds some really nice nectarine and peach notes, along with rosemary, tarragon. These two concepts meld beautifully into a mulled cider profile that has a clove and pear in the background. Very spicy on the nose overall. Flavor takes a while to develop, then explodes with heavy, heavy spice. Definitely a winter beer. Reminds me of those gimmicky Christmas ales, but to be fair, has a little more going on. Some molasses and caramel malt, but that beautiful nectarine profile from the aroma has been overpowered by the mulled spice. Bittersweet chocolate creeps in as well." While no one tastes the same things in any particular beer, I have to concede that I wish I could pick out all of these things. I've realized that I'm working with a shockingly limited vocabulary in terms of flavor. Just looking at this note, I can tell you with complete certainty that I haven't had a nectarine in an extraordinarily long time, if ever. I think I may have had a glass of mulled cider a few years ago at a Christmas function, but I couldn't tell you exactly what's being mulled. I'm not even really sure what tarragon is. This is probably a function of living as a single 20-something male person in a one-bedroom apartment. The kind of lifestyle where food preparation involves periodically grilling some chicken and tweaking your recipe for chili con carne, washing dishes only when absolutely necessary. It's probably also the result of being the whiny kid who wanted everything plain. According to Mom, I didn't like gingerbread, and would run from the room when the Christmas cake was laid out. While there's nothing I can do about colorblindness short of recruiting a seeing-eye drinker, I know with some degree of certainty that I'll be able to improve my vocabulary in terms of palate. As I see it, this is the kind of information that can be acquired. I've decided to attempt this over the course of the next month or so, and it seems to me that the best thing to do is split the project into three sections. Spices, including everything from aniseed to za'atar, fruit, everything short of durian, which is banned in several countries for human rights violation, and other, which will include chocolate and caramel and molasses and things of that nature. I'm not entirely sure whether this is going to prove to be beneficial. I don't know for certain that it will make me a better observer. I don't even know exactly how I'm going to go about it. However, if you're at the St. Lawrence Market over the next couple of weeks, and you see a large, confused man wandering around the spice vendor's stall with a copy of The Complete Idiot's Field Guide to Marjoram, it will probably be me. After all, if it's worth doing, it's worth doing right.